We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Back here on 790 The Ticket, it's a Hockman and Crowder simulcast with no Hockman.
This song screams you to me.
It is.
This is your stuff, ain't it?
I mean, this. I went through a Nirvana phase, but you know, I'm kind of past it. So.
Oh, you are. It just seems
I'm into
like,
the heavier stuff, the much heavier stuff.
Nirvana. Yeah. Wake up. Makeup. That seems like it. I got you right, don't I?
Even that, but like that was you know. 15 years ago.
System of a Down.
That's right.
Yeah, man. I could peg you now.
They haven't come out with an album since 2006. So
I stay real behind on music.
Yeah. Clearly, because that song's like 20 years old. The Hockman and Crowder Show is brought to you by Toyota of Hollywood. Shop over 1,500 Toyotas indoors in one of America's largest showrooms at Toyota of Hollywood on 441 between Hollywood and Sheridan. Coming up at 3:15. We will talk to Frank Schwab, who we think he covers the NFL for Yahoo Sports, but he could cover your mutual funds and CDs. So
hey, he works for Yahoo.
Yes.
I was just surprised when I saw the name.
Well, I think we all are.
Yeah, Schwab. Frank Schwab. My man does it, though. He breaks down football, too.
There we go. We'll talk. Because we got to get into some of the stuff going on around the NFL. By the way, did you see Christian McCaffrey showed up on the injury report today?
Ooh, he better play.
Damn.
He's the front runner for MVP
right now? He has to be.
He has 800. I know I saw.
Who else? Mahomes is, he struggled a little bit this season.
I was listening to
In terms of Mahomes standards.
I was listening to Dan Day's Hour of Joe. What's it called?
Best of the Joe Show.
Best of the Joe Show. After our show on, 6 to 7 p.m., and Dan and them did their Dolphin stat when they make fun of it. The Dolphins have 900 yards of offense this season. McCaffrey has like 860 by himself. McCaffrey is balling.
You want to know what I learned in that statement there by Channing? Is that he didn't listen to my show.
You on another station?
Correct.
Oh, yeah, I missed it then. I fool with Dan now. I fool with Dan. I listen when I can, but that hour at Joe, right, man, I got to listen.
See, I'm on the C team, see?
No, oh, man, B plus. Don't man, you gotta have some swag, right? We come into it with swag. The show is awesome.
I can't
now.
Be on the B team if you're not listening.
Well, I'm listening to myself too now.
You know, you could have saved yourself by saying, "But I listen to your podcast," but you didn't.
Nah, I ain't gonna lie about that one. I got two damn kids.
Somebody said drop some kill switch. That would be awesome, but there's definitely no kill switch engage in the system. That is definitely and Channing would be like, "What the hell just happened?"
But is that murderous music?
Well,
y'all
it's
like?
The singer's actually black. So
what?
Well, he was. Now the new singer's white. So
they got rid of him, huh?
He got rid of himself. He's like, I'm opening up a winery. Peace.
Oh, I thought you said he died. I was like, damn,
no.
I like we don't make fun of death on this show. We do, man. No, I'm getting all high in my.
You know, here's the other thing too. I was making the rounds around the building, you know, just walking around with my inflatable lats, and I walked past this jar of candy corn, which I don't know if either of you two know what I'm talking about, but 2 days ago was full to the brim, and I'm talking about like not a small little jar, like a gallon jar.
I saw a little nasty thing over there.
That thing is empty.
They ate them all?
Oh yeah.
Must have had a bunch of orphans come
through.
Well,
here's the thing. Like, everybody, I love candy corn. Everybody I hear from says candy corn is awful.
You're an orphan?
Kind of.
That's the only people like candy corn.
Well, remember,
now.
I was raised Mormon, so.
You're a Mormon orphan. I've never heard that. You're a unicorn.
Damn right I'm a
no,
unicorn.
No, man, nobody eats no damn candy corn. I saw that nasty bucket over there. I told the girls, I said, tighten up and get something better over here. Nobody wants candy corn. It's disgusting.
Well.
It's chalky. Ugh.
Apparently, a lot of people around here eat candy corn.
Heavies.
Yeah. Well, have you seen some of the people? You know what's funny? We got to get the headlines.
No, no, no names.
We got to get the headlines here in just a second. I'm trying to, behind the scenes, get a corporate team of Entercom Miami to do a Spartan race in April in Boca Raton.
And who's going to play?
What do you mean we're going to play? It's a race.
Who's going to play the race? Who's going?
Well, I'm trying to get a team together, and I'm looking around the building, and I'm like, do I really want to do this?
They ain't got you. They ain't thin as a rail, man. That man can slither through all kind of barbed wire.
See, but like some of these things are like, you know, you got to climb a rope.
They ain't can climb a rope.
I don't know about it. Dan eats once a day.
Dan, you the A-team.
I got this.
I'm telling you, man, my vote's on
Solana
Dan.
Said he wants to do it.
Solana soft as cotton.
You already know that I ran a marathon with no training one time in 6 hours.
I did not know that. So that then you did not run. You were walking.
He made it through.
All right.
Okay. Now I'm taking Dan
off
the board.
Did you see Dan's response? Oh, all right. Okay. Okay. Come on. You didn't run no marathon in 6 hours.
With no training.
Listen, you might have walked the marathon.
He joked.
That's like walking for, you know, 5 minutes, running for one.
There are people who train year-round that can't even run a marathon in 6 hours. It's not easy, much less rolling out of bed after you've been drinking all night and running for six hours.
I'm not saying it's not a good job. I'm just saying you didn't run.
Let me ask you, boy, what's this thing called? The Spartan race?
Spartan race.
I see it on TV.
Yeah, it's on ESPN these days.
What's the purpose?
To push your limits, man.
Like, push my limits for what?
What's the purpose of a marathon?
I don't run marathons either. I'll ask that. What's the purpose of that? Like, what's the purpose of me carrying buckets up a hill and then climbing under barbed wire going through electrified water? Mm-hmm. What's the purpose of that?
Yeah. Challenge
self-fulfillment?
Now,
bro, I'll take you to Tootsie's.
Those elites, they can win a good amount of money by winning.
The top ones win money?
Yeah.
I see. I didn't know.
$10,000 or something.
$10,000?
Yeah. And they're all sponsored, too, by the way.
So they do get money.
Oh, yeah.
Because, I don't understand working. I get into this.
You've seen these.
All the time.
They've been on ESPN and stuff lately, right?
I didn't know it was no cash involved.
Yeah, for like, the elites, not for the gen pop like me.
Yeah, so, like, we saw you before. You were drinking water and protein chips and all this. You work out. You look like a thumb wrestler.
I'm going to get there, man.
Just for fun?
I'm going to get there.
Man, I'm
going to Sweden next month for my 24-hour Spartan.
24-hour Spartan.
Yeah.
I just don't understand it, but a lot of people do it. Yeah. So there's actually off my house off Flamingo, there's a big Spartan track out there, and there's people running all weekend.
Listen, man.
Jump tires
don't
and
mess
all.
Mess with me.
Hey, don't act like no Spartan race is going to save you from getting no ass whooping now. Like, it's just, you can climb on the barbed wire you want to now. Walk in the alley, it's over.
Those guys are strong, man.
It's a pride, but a lot of people do it. Like the people that ride those bikes 180 miles.
It's something to keep my focus on is all it is. Like,
I got you.
I got to train for something. Otherwise, I'm just training for training's sake, which most people, when they do that and they don't have a goal in mind, they don't do anything. They go to the gym, they're there for 20 minutes, and they walk out. It's something to keep,
Train for the beach. Train for the women. You're a single dude, man.
I don't go to the beach. I get the women on Tinder. I'm good.
Tinder?
Yeah.
You swipe left and right?
Oh, yeah.
You swipe to use your swipe?
Oh, yeah.
I don't like it, man. Go to the mall.
Nah.
Go to the mall with a tank top on.
Jenny, when am I supposed to go to the mall with the 70 hours a week I work here?
Yeah, find a window. Leave here and go straight to Aventura.
I leave here at 10 o'clock at night.
Man, go somewhere,
it's
man.
It's closed. Well, we're late for headlines.
Before we do the headlines, though, can you show me the money, Zach?
Ah, I forgot again.
I told you, remind him.
It's time for your chance to win Channing's Chains 8 minutes late. The word of the hour. Why would they put this word? It's writer.
Which one?
Exactly my point. That's writer. WRITER. It's not supposed to be complex. They're not supposed to make the word a word that could mean two different things. Text the word now. The 72881, and you have a chance to win $1,000. Text the word writer now to 72881, and you could win $1,000 of Channing's Change. Your next chance to win is the top of the next hour. This is a national contest. Message and data rates may apply. There was one time where they made the word Arctic, but they spelled it wrong. They put Arctic.
Oh, it did.
A-R-C-T-I-C. I'm like, it's not Arctic, it's Arctic.
If it was really my money, they better use harder words than that. If it was really my $1,000, it would be onomatopoeia.
Make it superfluous.
Something crazy is there. I'm tight with my cash.
Deceiver. Try and figure out that IE, my friend. All right, let's get to our headlines.
Headlines are brought to you by Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance. A Penn State alumnus recently wrote a letter to one of the school's football players stating that the Nittany Lions' shoulder-length dreadlocks look is disgusting, then went on to say he didn't want the athlete, quote-unquote, and I'm using his quotes, looking like Florida State and Miami guys. Penn State has denounced the letter.
Damn racist.
That was pretty messed up, man.
That's all it is. I guarantee he's an old dude stuck in his ways. It's a lot, you know, you can gather from that. But it's just racist, not understanding. I have dreadlocks, and the longest ones come damn near to my gluteus maximus, and I am beautiful.
I have no hair.
Next. And I'll wear a toupee. I don't know. What do you want me to say? Got to be different.
Did you see?
You're talking about this toupee. You wear a toupee, man.
Yeah, sure. Come take a tug. Come take a tug on my toupee. To go tell the ladies, come take a tug on my toupee.
I got that. I came to the meet. We had this meeting the other day. I don't think either you two guys were there. And I hadn't shaved my head in a while because I got to shave my own head because I'm too frugal to go to a barber.
I don't blame you.
And it's been a little while since I shaved it. So I had the cul-de-sac thing going on, like almost as if Mark Hochman shaved his head. Because, you know, he's got like a little bit of hair up top. With that whole cul-de-sac. That's what I got going on. So and that was going on when I was like 21. I was like, nah, forget it. Shave.
21?
Oh, dude. I the hairline was going back when I was like 18.
Were you on roids?
No, man.
What's that? That's genetics?
Yeah.
That's sad, man.
It is, man.
I'll give you one dread.
I'll take it.
You can twirl it around on top, make a little cinnamon roll.
I'll put it in the back. We have any more headlines there?
Yeah, speaking of a man with some swag hair, led by Tyler Hero's 18 points, the Heat defeated the Spurs 107-89 last night. They continue preseason action tonight against the Hornets in Charlotte at 7:30.
Excited about that, man. Heat look good.
I mean, it's hard to get excited for preseason basketball.
Not just the rotations, the new players. Jimmy Buckets taking over. Tyler Hero hitting threes. Not saying that was that's what's going to happen, but just seeing the new talent. Seeing the new toys. Seeing Spo and Riley's new toys.
It's hard to get excited about that stuff. Go ahead, Dan.
Looking for a purpose for Spartan races? Well,
yes.
An outbreak of zombie deer has struck the American West. The disease makes the animal lethargic, thin, and extremely weak. It could also be a health threat to humans. And, of course, we're trying to get Crowder some ammo and a plane ticket out there to take care of that.
I'm telling you, I can knock them all off. They're slow and sorry and weak.
Yeah, I saw you jump across that pond.
Man, 270, I don't need to jump a pond. I can get up in a tree stand. I done knocked the shoulders out some things now. They peeked that head out them bushes.
Oh, man. By the way, for everybody bothering me, or maybe just this one person who texted in seven times, if the word is spelled Arctic, then the word of the day was Arctic, and it was spelled wrong. Because trust me, it was spelled wrong.
So many words. Why would you use that?
Of course, like one person's like, it's Arctic, dummy. Like, sorry. My fault.
Nasty,
people on the I don't remember the exact situation of the cash contest a year ago. My fault. All I know is I was right. Anything else there, Dan?
Now on to weather, brought to you by Hylia Park. Today's forecast, cloudy with temperatures around 80. The dew point, who cares?
Damn right.
Visit Hylia Park Casino every Saturday and win your share of $10,000 in giveaways, drawings all day long. And it's free to enter. Visit HyliaPark.com for more details.
That's right. Who cares about the dew point? Although there is a... what do you call it? A lot of, what is it, moisture?
Yeah.
Or
humidity.
Humidity,
pollen,
there we go.
Dander.
Because I go to the gym every day at 5 a.m. And I know when I wake up and I walk out and I see, you know, all the windows covered.
Man.
Oh, it's hot.
That's actually due.
It's a hot one. You're due.
No, that crap on the windows, that's due.
But you're due.
It's not moisture.
That would be a perfect segue to a library, but you don't have one here. So.
Oh, no. We got to catch that Delaware farm. I haven't heard that one yet. I'm excited.
Oh, are we doing that one here?
Oh, we can go to Delaware Chicken Farm right now, Dan.
Oh, let's go. Take me to Delaware Chicken Farm.
Okay.
That's where you need to go, man. You were training for all your Spartan races and diving in the mud. Man, get you some Delaware. It'll make you stronger. Delaware Chicken Farm and Seafood Market in Hollywood. I have been going there for 15 years. It is damn delicious. You got to get to Delaware. They have a great selection. They have great prices. They'll save you money, and they're going to save you time. Get to Delaware. Thousands of families go to Delaware Chicken Farm and Seafood Market, and you will too. Jump on the bandwagon. Go to DelawareChicken.com to see the entire menu. When you get over there, you will love what they have. You walk in, they have it all. Lamb beef, veal pork, poultry, duck, and turkey. And this is me when I'm walking around the restaurant. Lamb, beef, veal, pork, poultry, duck, and turkey. They have lobster. They have crustaceans. They have 15 different types of shrimp. They have 20 different species of fish. They have alligator, venison, frog legs. They have it all. Escargot. They have the dips are delicious. The sides are delicious. The marinades, the seasonings. You got to get to Delaware Chicken Farm and Seafood Market. And go to DelawareChicken.com. Find out what you want. It's about 20% of what they have. All that I just said is about 20% of what they have at Delaware. Go to DelawareChicken.com. Find out what you want. Call them in advance at 954-983-6831. That's 954-983-6831. Tell her what you want. Your order's packaged already when you get there. They're going to save you time. They're going to save you money. They're going to give you delicious food. It is Delaware Chicken Farm and Seafood Market. And through the month of October, which is Breast Cancer Awareness Month, at 10 cents of every pound sold of breast products, turkey breast, chicken breast, chicken cutlets, chicken tenders, duck breast, whole and ground breast, anything with the name breast, 10 cents per pound will go to breast cancer awareness. Delaware has been in the Hollywood, Florida area since 1951. They love to give back to the community. Go support them, and they can support us, and you're going to eat so good. Delaware Chicken Farm and Seafood Market, 441, one block south of Sterling Road. And when y'all get down there, tell them Crowder sent you.
I like that. The breast advertisement. I love that. Anything with the word breast, 10% goes to breast.
Look at y'all.
I like that.
Talking about good old sauteed breast. See, you thinking nasty.
I've never heard of duck breast.
You never heard duck breast?
No.
Oh, delicious, man.
No, I did not.
Oh, goodness gracious. Y'all so nasty.
Huh? The dew point? Who cares?
Nobody cares about a dew point.
All right, let's talk to Frank Schwab. He covers the NFL for Yahoo Sports. We'll talk to him next year on 790 The Ticket. Bad thing?
It's weird.
No?
Say the least.
All right. I'm sure Hockman's done it before.
That's your standard?
So we've done a lot of local stuff. We've talked Heat. We've talked Dolphins. Now, I do want to ask Frank a couple of Dolphins questions, and then we'll kind of bounce around the league. But joining us now in the Orion Fuel and Downstairs Convenience Stores guest lines, they are truly steps beyond convenient. Frank Schwab covers the NFL for Yahoo Sports. Frank, I've never spoken to you. I'm not sure if Hockman or Crowder has spoken to you, but has anybody ever asked you if you have a brother named Charles? You there, Frank?
I can tell you I wouldn't be talking to you guys.
Oh, okay.
If I did.
All right. But, well,
nothing personal. I'd just be on an island somewhere.
No, of course. Yeah.
Probably my own private island.
Correct. An island we've never heard of. Yes, absolutely. So
exactly.
you just put out an article on Josh Rosen getting his shot. We did kind of talk about this last hour. Is there anything, obviously, you know, you can win games, but is there anything he can do to maintain the job further than 2019 with the Miami Dolphins?
You know, the odds are against him, let's put it that way. But you never want to say never. He's still a guy who, you know, top 10 draft pedigree. A lot of people like him coming out of UCLA. I just don't know how you really evaluate him, though. His supporting cast is so bad that what can he really do? Is there some universe where he has, like, 3,500 yards the rest, the last 12 games of the season? Probably not. So I think the Dolphins are going to have to just evaluate him kind of differently than they would almost any other quarterback. You just kind of got to understand that there's no offensive line. There's not a lot of great receivers, obviously. Just going to have to see something in that film and really figure out the answer to, is this our guy? And I don't know that he's going to do that. I think if he was the kind of guy who you pass on Justin Herbert or Tua for in next year's draft, he wouldn't have started the season number two behind Ryan Fitzpatrick. The Dolphins would have just seen it right away. Wow, this is a dude. Like, this is our guy, and that didn't happen. But who knows? He has 12 games. He could play lights out. He could win some games for them. They could be smitten by the end of the year and decide to trade down and collect a bounty of picks instead of drafting Tua or whoever. So we'll see. But at least he has a shot, and this is what the Dolphins had to do.
And, Frank, let me jump back to the genesis of the Rosen thing. Did it even make sense for the Dolphins to trade a second-round pick to bring in Rosen, knowing that they don't want to win many games and knowing that they're tanking and trying to get Tua, Fromm, or Love, whoever it is? Did it make sense to bring Rosen here in the first place?
You know, I thought it was worth the gamble, for sure. Again, top 10 draft pedigree. He was in a bad situation last year, which is kind of funny that he's in a bad worse situation this year. And you just say, we liked him coming out of UCLA. Let's take a shot. It's late second. Look, the The Cardinals drafted Andy Isabella with that pick. Andy Isabella can't even get on the field for the Cardinals right now. So, yeah, I think it was worth the gamble. It was worth saying, hey, let's find out. And if nothing else, we have kind of a cheap backup quarterback for a couple of years. And if it doesn't work out, it doesn't work out. We just draft our guy. We have so many picks that we can gamble with a late second like that. I thought I was fine with the move. I don't know that it's going to work out. I don't think you can say it has worked out so far. Again, he would have started the season if they would have seen that out of him. But I like the move itself. I thought it was just fine to do what they did and say, hey, top 10 guy, we'll take a shot. We'll see what we have here.
Talking to Frank Schwab here on 790 The Ticket, Hockman and Crowder Show. I'm Zach Duarte filling in. So on Monday night, we got quite the blowout on Monday Night Football between the San Francisco 49ers and Cleveland Browns. How good are the 49ers? They had that three-game start to the season against some pretty bad competition, but then they came out on Monday night and absolutely whipped the Cleveland Browns. And are the Cleveland Browns a team that's destined to go 8-8 this season?
Are they going to go 8-8? Are they that good? I mean, boy, they look terrible. I mean, now you're looking at those first four games as a whole and your five games, and you're saying, what have they really done? They got blown out at home by the Titans, who aren't very good. They struggled to put away the Jets, who were down. You know, we've seen what the Jets are without their top two quarterbacks, and it's not pretty. They lost to the Rams at home, only scoring 13 points, I think it was. And then they blasted the Ravens. Well, okay. And then you come out and get absolutely blown out on a Monday night at San Francisco. There's one of these games that looks like an outlier. I don't know. Maybe the Ravens defense is just worse than we know right now. The Browns have looked bad. Four or five games. They've just not looked like a good NFL team. Things can change, but Freddie Kitchens doesn't look like he's going to be it looks like he's struggling as a rookie head coach. That happens. This is his first time on this job. He's handling a lot of new stuff. I get it. Baker Mayfield, I don't know that you could just throw 27 touchdowns as a rookie and be a bad player a year too long, but I think the Browns are probably pretty troubled by that. Like, he hasn't looked good. He was 8 of 22 on Monday night and just generally looked lost. I don't know what's going on with him. It's got to be really concerning for Cleveland, who thought they had a franchise quarterback, because this kid struggling so bad in year two. So the Browns have a lot to figure out, but let's give the 49ers credit. They do some things really, really well. I think their defense better than probably advertised, especially that defensive line's really nasty. They can run the heck out of the ball. If Jimmy Garoppolo, you know, can kind of get heated up a little bit and become the guy who they thought he was a couple of years ago, it's a really, really dangerous team, really good one. I'm impressed with what they've done so far, regardless of, you know, who they played in the first three games.
Yeah, Frank, my the producer, he's actually out today for Yom Kippur, but he said, make sure you tell Frank you didn't believe in the 49ers. I gambled. I bet money on the Browns, so I was out of it in 5 minutes into the game, Frank. But when...
Yeah, oh, yeah, done. Yeah. There was no chance in that game. They had no chance to compete in that game.
No.
First, for Matt Breida touchdown, it was over.
88, I turned it off, and me and my wife watched Netflix. But talking about the NFC now, the Seahawks look great. I'm on board with the Saints, even without Breeze. Teddy's doing his thing. And the Packers now with that rebuilt defense and a little running game with Aaron Jones, yeah. Are the 49ers up there with them? The Seahawks, Saints, Packers, are the 49ers right there in that top of the NFC?
I think you almost have to put them there for now. I mean, 4-0 coming out. Look, the Browns have their issues. I just talked about for like 3 minutes about them. But they saw a lot of talent. To beat a talented NFL team 31-3, all right, like, you're good. Like, it's hard for me to really naysay them after that. So I think you do have to put them up, at least for the time being, at least in that echelon. I don't know that they're better than the – I think I've really been impressed with the Saints. Look, we all said, okay, Brees is going to be out six games. They probably need to go 3-3. But look at that schedule. I don't know if they're going to be able to do it. And here they are 3-0 with a couple of really quality wins in there. And they're only going to get better when Drew comes back, you assume, if he looks like, you know, Drew Brees, we all know and love. So I'm really impressed with the Saints. The Packers do some things really, really well. And if Rodgers, again, if he starts to click in that new offense, that team has another gear that maybe nobody else has. Eagles are still super talented. Cowboys have their guys. The NFC is really tough this year. It's crazy how different the NFC and AFC are. But, you know, at this point, why would we doubt the 49ers? A 4-0, they've looked good. They've dominated the teams they should dominate. They look incredible against the Browns. I think until further notice, we have to at least consider them contenders in the NFC.
Frank, what about the New England Patriots? Obviously, they're 5-0, but when you look at their schedule and the five teams that they've played, it's a combined record, I believe, of 5-18, and four of those wins come against the Buffalo Bills. They get another game tomorrow night against the Giants, 2-3. They're going to be without almost every skill position player that started the season or should have started the season. Like, I know it's early in the season and New England looks great, but Tom Brady doesn't look like the Tom Brady of even 2 or 3 years ago. And yes, he is 42 years old, but there's no number one wide receiver there. They're really struggling with that tight end position. I know the Patriots are probably going to be 6-0 headed out of this week, but how good are they, and are they the best team in the AFC?
Yeah, I think they are. I think that it's the defense this year. That defense is nasty. Now, everything you just said is totally true. Who have they played? They've had games against the Redskins. They've had games against the Dolphins. They've had games against the Jets. And those three teams haven't won a game all year. I have been impressed with the fact that they've taken care of business. They're not letting these teams hang around. I mean, yeah, the Redskins had 7-0 lead, and then the Patriots were in the last 33 points of the game. Like, they're handling business like they should. And even you're right about Brady. Like, he doesn't look like the same guy. He didn't last year. Still threw for 348 yards on Sunday. You know, I mean, you just get the feeling, just like last year, that no, he's not the same guy who's going to pass for 4,500 yards anymore, especially with, you know, like you said, the deficiencies of tight end and all. But you get the feeling like the AFC Championship game Sunday, they're going to be playing the Kansas City Chiefs. They're going to be down 3 points at their own 20. And you're going to say, yeah, this is the guy you want with the ball. I wouldn't take anybody else right now, just like last year. And that's the thing. It's when you get Belichick and Brady into a win-and-go-home, one-and-done scenario, they're just so hard to beat because Bill's going to know how to beat you, and Tom can execute it. Look, I know everybody hates it because everybody has Patriots fatigue. I totally get that. But what we're watching is pretty special. That team is fantastic. The defense is probably the best of the Belichick era. If you look statistically, maybe that'll change when the competition gets tougher. But realistically, look at their schedule and find me three losses. I mean, they're probably going to be 13-3, 14-2, unless calamity's hit injury-wise. If they're going to be a Foxborough in January, who's going to beat the New England Patriots there?
Nobody. I'll tell you that answer, Frank. One more random question about Vontaze Burfict. Like, I understand you. The game is changing, Frank. I understand you can't go helmet to helmet. That's Vontaze's thing. But there are people talking about he shouldn't play in the NFL ever again. And I think 12 games is too extreme to take a guy's entire season off of helmet to helmet. How do you feel about the Vontaze Burfict situation?
Yeah, and I'd be interested in your views on that, honestly, because I look at it, this is the way I look at it. Vontaze was a guy who, this is not a one-time thing. Look, if he, you know, headhunted Jack Doyle the one time and he got 12 games, we'd all be saying that's ridiculous, and rightfully so. But here's a guy who, he's a habitual line stepper. Let's put it that way. He has been told time and time and time and time and time again. This is a guy who dove at Gio Bernard's knees in practice Bernard's first practice back from ACL surgery. He just has no respect for anybody else who plays the game. And what do you do if you're the NFL after a while? You find him. You've suspended him. You've had talks with him. You've tried to do everything, and here he is, just a really bad helmet-to-helmet hit on Doyle. No matter what we think of the suspension, that was a pretty dirty, brutal hit.
Yeah.
What do you do? Like, you can't just, if nothing else was working, you almost have to get extreme and say, well, we got to give you the whole season. You're just not listening to us. So I'm on board with it. I think he's a very dirty player. I think he puts everyone else's safety at risk. I don't think he has any real, respect for his opponents. So I think that's what the NFL had to do. It just couldn't slap him on the wrist, even 3-4 games, and expect him to change by the time he comes back, because that hasn't happened before.
Sticking with the Raiders, Frank, last question before we let you go. 3-2 headed into their bye week, a very impressive win in London against Chicago in what was supposed to be the Khalil Mack game, and then ended up being the Josh Jacobs game, which is one of those first-round picks they got from all those trades last year. But 3-2 headed into the bye, and I almost sit and wonder how good that team would be if Antonio Brown was there.
Yeah, maybe it'd be worse. I don't know. Like, I mean, at some point, there is some addition by subtraction with that guy. I really believe that. But, yeah, he's a great talent. I do power rankings every Tuesday. I have the Raiders still pretty low, lower than they should be, honestly. But I wonder if I'm just wrong because, you look, they beat the Colts. What did the Colts do last week? They went into Kansas City and won. Mm-hmm. I think the Colts are a pretty good team, and they went into Indy and kind of handled them. the Bears' defense has been fantastic all year, except last Sunday. And you start to make all these excuses for, you know, why are the Raiders, you know, one of the top six, seven teams in the NFL right now? And it's just because of our perception of them, basically. I mean, everything they've done on the field, they got kind of swamped by a big Patrick Mahomes second quarter week two. Okay, that happens. Patrick Mahomes is unbelievable. Week three, they go to Minnesota, and they kind of get it handed to them. All right, well, that's going to happen, too. It was a tough road game. Everything else has looked pretty good for the Raiders. They dominated the Broncos in week one, beat the Colts pretty handily, and the Colts are a good team. Beat the Bears. I think the Bears are a good team. The Raiders might be good, and we're just kind of, me included, underrating them a little bit. If you look at the results, they're right there. It's just our perception of what the Raiders, we expected them to be, that's holding us back. This might be a really good team. We look up in a month or two, and we're like, wow, John Gruden has really done the thing, and kind of have to hand him coach of the year at that point, don't you?
Yeah, look, I think they've been very impressive through five games, and the point you bring up about the Colts is a great one. They beat that team in the Colts. They handed it to the Chiefs. You can follow Frank on Twitter at Yahoo Schwab. Frank, we really appreciate you taking the time to join us. And look, if you know a guy by the name of Charles, I fully believe you will get that private island sometime soon.
I'll try. I'll start looking into, you know, the wills and stuff and see what's up.
Ancestry.com. We can find something.
thanks so much for the time, Frank. Appreciate it.
Yeah, thanks, fellas.
All right, again, that's Frank Schwab. Follow him on Twitter at Yahoo Schwab. It covers the NFL for Yahoo Sports. Just wrote an article about the Miami Dolphins and Josh Rosen, so check him out there. I feel like I haven't had a chance to talk to you yet, Channing.
We're rolling. Loaded potato, I think we call it.
Yeah, right? Loaded potato. Loaded potato of a show.
But that was all our sour cream and bacon. That's our last guest?
Maybe. There might be one in the 5 o'clock.
I'm trying to pull him up. I'm going to start texting people.
Might be one in the 5. Well, you know what's funny?
Get Reggie Torborg.
You know, oh, my God.
Y'all give me, they give me a hard time. They say, hey, Crowder, bring some friends on. I start yelling my friends out, and they do the same thing you said. God. I got Aiken Adele ready.
No, I'm good.
Okay.
Dan, before the show, we were conversing in a text message, Channing, myself, and Solana. And at that point, we only had Travis Wingfield lined up. And Channing goes, only one guest? And I'm like, bro, I do a 4-hour show by myself without any guest.
Seems like that's a personal problem.
Well, I'm not allowed some days. I have to do one show a week solo.
Oh, yeah. No, man. You budget, call
budget
some friends.
All the money goes to your show with your 7 people that work on it.
Take all the stations, Papa.
You got you, Dan Day, Jennifer, Solana, Hockman. There's probably some interns that you're paying under the table. I have no idea what's going on around here.
When you do crap right. You ever seen the structure of an NFL team? When you're bringing in the bread, baby, you got to support them. Listen, support the staff.
Listen, they certainly don't call you to fill in for people. So I'm just messing around.
I've never been late to work. I'm never losing this job.
You're late to segments, though.
Yeah, I walk in late.
All right.
Because I'm dibbling, dabbling. I'm walking and talking. I'm playing with the people out there.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm eye candy, Zach.
Oh, sure.
They call you Zabby. What'd you say?
Zaddy.
Yeah. I'm just eye candy around here.
You guys can text us.
Boys, girls, and otherwise.
67974. I think I saw you talking to some old people last break. Text on the Hockman and Crowder Show are driven by Kendall Toyota and West Kendall Toyota. This month, all new Toyotas are at clearance prices with 0% APR financing for 75 months on select models. We'll be back here on the Hockman and Crowder Show on 790 The Ticket. Back here on the Hockman and Crowder simulcast. I got to stop going out of break with only the 790 thing. I'm not used to this, man.
All the stations, Papa.
I'm not used to being on all the stations.
You're welcome.
I'm only used to being on one of the stations.
See? Introduce you to something new in life.
I'm not used to this.
I got you, bro. Just come hang out some more.
You and me, Channing, have gotten to know each other quite well over the last few weeks, huh?
I know. We've been together, man. I can help your life out, man.
All in these fill-in opportunities.
I have some life experiences. I'm going to teach you how to find a woman in real life and not on the computer screen. Teach you about taking all the stations. I can watch out for you, man. I teach you how to invest.
Listen, I could teach you how to find the woman on the computer screen.
I don't need to.
It's really easy.
I'm glad I was at the game by the time
came
up.
It's kind of fun, bro. It's
like, I don't
it's like,
know.
What is it like? What is it saying? Shooting fish in a barrel or something like that?
No, I don't like it because you can use filters.
Well, but you
I want to see unfiltered.
At a certain point, you have a trained eye for that.
No, see, I don't need no trained eye. You know what I do? No. I'm going to go walk through the mall.
Channing, it's part of, it becomes part of you. It's not something you pay for. Like, you know how to, oh, that's a filter. That ain't her.
Yeah, man, it's too much work. Just walk through the mall and just hang out by the Forever 21.
But let me ask you this, Jan. You may have time to go to the mall. When do I go to the mall?
Go to the gas station.
What?
I'm telling you.
Are you the guy that eats station food?
But do you want a woman with a car? Or you want a woman riding the bus? I'm just asking questions, Zach. This is
Come
simple.
On, man.
Would you want a woman that has a car or a woman riding the bus?
Why is everybody on a mobile dating app now riding a bus?
I don't, because they have more time because they're on the bus.
No,
they don't have to pay attention. You want a woman with a vehicle, correct?
Correct.
So a woman with a vehicle needs gasoline.
This is the worst advice. 67974. Is this good advice?
When you go to the club, you sit by the bathroom. Every woman that drinks has to go to the bathroom. You're going to see every woman in the club.
Every guy that drinks has to go to the bathroom,
by
too.
The bathroom. I'm not worried about them. I was worried about the other side. I'm not judging you if it, whatever side you're worried about out there. But I'm telling you, go sit at the gas station. Watch the beautiful,
this is terrible advice by you.
Where you want to go?
Terrible advice.
You don't think it's fine women that walk in the gas station?
I didn't say that. I said this is terrible advice.
Why? If you want a woman, you go around with beautiful
women. Look at this text. My friend met a woman at the dump.
She probably was throwing out garbage because she had a big house full of stuff.
Or she was downgrading from her house to an apartment because she just got divorced.
And then now she's ready to give you some love because she just got a love.
Usually they're not ready to give you anything but trouble.
I will know.
Listen, you know what? I'm going to admit something on the air here. I'm going to admit something. All right? Dan Day, I want you to be listening for this one. I don't want you to turn around and snap your neck, all right? I'm in a little bit of a sugar baby situation here.
Huh? What's a sugar baby?
Dan?
A sugar baby means that you got a sugar mama.
Correct.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
You got an old rich lady?
She's not old.
But if you're the baby, then she's the grown-up, and she's old. She older than you.
Oh, it's just a term.
Man, listen. So you got a big money donor?
Yeah.
Hell, take advantage of it.
Yeah.
Get out, pump the gas at the gas station.
She is, she lives in Key West.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, she got money then.
She lives in Key West. She's and she's a Redskins fan, so she's coming up this weekend.
Okay.
For the Redskins game.
You going to show out? Bring out the honey.
So she had to get an Airbnb. So I want to show you this text message. Mm-hmm. I want you to read this on the air, okay?
I don't read well. I'll try.
All right. Well, do you need glasses? Like,
I don't decipher words.
It's just the picture of the Airbnb and a caption, all right? I want you to read this on the air.
Okay? Let me see.
Please don't scroll. Woo! Please don't scroll up or down.
Bring your swimsuit. I can't scroll up.
Read my response.
Yes, ma'am. I like it, man. I'm so proud of you.
Thank you.
That's good. Well, ride it out. Don't mess it up.
No, I'm good.
I do bring groceries to the house. Fill the house with groceries.
Gotcha.
I got one question.
And alcohol.
Will there be toes in your mouth this weekend?
Probably.
Yeah, man. Nasty. Is she a mature woman or a puppy?
Oh, yes. No,
she's
a mature.
Bro, go all the way in.
Mature.
You're not the first one.
Huh?
Anything you do... I'm assuming she's not a virgin, so you're not. Okay, so she's not. You're not the first one. You got to show us something different, man. You got to show us something a little provocative.
Why do you think?
Yeah, man.
Why do you think I'm on speed dial?
Go with it all.
Yeah.
Bring the ropes, whatever you need.
This is good radio,
bro. Listen.
This is good radio.
Listen now. You're married 10 years now. You got to add some funk into your life.
I remember doing a show on 560 because I used to fill in on both stations. And there was actually an article from FAU newspaper, the student newspaper, about students who were sugar babies. It was fascinating. And I was like, I want this.
Yeah.
I want this.
Yeah. I could have never been a sugar baby.
What do you mean you could have been a sugar baby?
I couldn't. I'm too big.
Channing.
No old women want my big ass laid up on them.
Channing. What do you mean you could never have been a sugar baby?
I couldn't.
You are out of your mind.
How? Ain't no old lady wanting food with me. Big
Channing.
Old joker.
Channing.
Long hair.
Pays for everything.
No. I would love the action of sugar babying. I just don't fit the mold. Look at you, clean cut, happy and crap. Like, I'm not no sugar baby
material.
I am
not clean cut.
Yeah, you clean cut. Nice dude.
I look like I walked out of the woods.
Well spoken.
Well, thank you.
Straight teeth. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, man, look at my teeth. Like Chihuahua teeth. No old lady wants to talk to me like that. Pay for nothing for me. I'm not sugar baby material. Now, let's be honest.
Ooh. So you like my sugar baby situation then?
I do.
There you go. Dan Day, what do you think about that?
I love it.
All right, we've uncovered something here.
You got kids?
Me?
Mm-hmm.
No.
Man, you need to go a little.
Why do you think I fill in on every woman. Show?
Got to make sure. You know, I don't know if y'all if it continues to grow, then maybe if y'all go a little deeper, and you know. Why would you say it like that? What if the lady's listening?
I get to do what I want.
Does she know you work in radio?
Of course.
What if she download the app, the radio.com app, and you can download our podcast from the radio.com
That's
app.
Right.
Hawkman
and
Crowder,
the Zach Duarte show as well.
We've hit 1 million downloads already this year, so
wow,
it's an amazing
awesome.
Podcast.
That is awesome.
So,
actually,
yes, go into it. But if the lady downloads it and hear you talking about it like this, man, she's going to unbaby you. You're not going to be the
sugar
baby. No,
she ain't unbaby me. The goods are good, man. The goods
now,
are good.
Don't look at me and say the goods are good. I don't want
to
know
there
about
is no, goods. There is no listening to the Hawkman Crowder show. Listening to Zach saying that he's a sugar baby and being like, I don't want this anymore because it's public.
Is it tougher? Is it different being in a sugar baby relationship?
I mean, it's my first time. So
like, do you
I was never a sugar daddy, that's for sure.
I was like,
you want dinner? Cool, order it on your own.
Really? That's what I'm saying. Like, do you have to kiss more butt knowing that she got bread?
I haven't done anything different, so. I'm like, go ahead.
You need to start, man. Don't mess that one up.
I got this, don't worry. The goods are good, okay. Man.
I'm going to write you a checklist. I'm good with ladies, man. I'm going to write you a checklist.
Someone says Crowder would be running up that tab, bro.
You're damn right.
Hey, you want to do something this weekend? Yeah, actually, it's a nice fishing tournament in Costa Rica. My boys are going to, if we can go over there real fast. Yeah, I'll take advantage of
Here's another text. Don't forget her heart medication foldable wheelchair.
Oh, yeah. I'll feed her nitroglycerin. I do all she needs. I'd be good with my old woman.
We've uncovered something here. I can't wait till Hawkman finds out about this. All right. The Hawkman Crowder Show is brought to you by Toyota of Hollywood. Shop over 1,500 Toyotas indoors in one of America's largest showrooms at Toyota of Hollywood on 441 between Hollywood and Sheridan. Coming up next, I will not forget Channing's Change next hour. Maybe, Channing, we can actually talk some sports between you and I. And maybe some more sugar baby stories. We'll do that next year on 790 The Ticket and 560 WQAM The Joe.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.